I know that you started a foundation that is specifically designed to help people that are discerning vocation or even possibly in seminary. Tell us a little bit about that foundation and what the purpose of the mission is.
Yeah, so it's called CaminoPilgrimFoundation.org. And so basically that is for our brothers, sisters, and seminarians to be able to go onto the Camino. A lot of times that there's always that need to help discernment. And so on the website, we have the four pillars, prayer life, spiritual life, evangelization, and community. And so we want them to deepen their prayer life and makes them better priests, sisters, and brothers. We want their spiritual life to be enlightened, right? And so we want them to be able to have that transformation along the Camino. But then it also allows them to be able to practice their evangelization in their community. We were just at Seek 25. And while we were there, we were talking to a lot of vocations directors, and one of them from Los Angeles, and he was like, yeah, it's a great because it allows them to take what they're learning in seminary and then to go apply that in in Spain along a route that they will probably have not walked for years and years until they've gotten to a parish and got more established as a priest. And so we're just really excited about the foundation, and that foundation is to really be able to allow people that, or, you know, these brothers, sisters, and seminarians that couldn't normally afford to go on the Camino, and through donations and through other financial support, you know, allow us to be able to put these guys on the Camino.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Reason for Hope. So glad and excited that you're joining us today. We have an awesome guest, TJ Bogan, WKRP DJ in Cincinnati. Isn't that awesome?
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Only kidding. This is a wish list that TJ would like to have because he's got that kind of voice and sound. But TJ, welcome. How you been?
I'm good. Great, man. Thanks. How about you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too as well. I'm excited to talk about the Camino once again. I think when we met last time, as I shared with you, I was very excited about it because it's always been a desire for me to go on this walk, which you were very gracious and welcoming on it. I just have to find some availability time to do it. But maybe you can share with our viewers and listeners a recap of what is Follow My Camino about and what's its mission.
Yeah. So Follow My Camino is where we take people on pilgrimage. And, you know, like I said last time, we want people to have a very Catholic experience and a very wonderful experience on the Camino de Santiago, whichever route that they choose to go on. And so we take people on that Camino and we, you know, have prayer, we have dedicated quiet time, contemplative time, and then mass, morning and evening prayer. So we really are striving, you know, on a day-to-day basis to bring people that the Catholicity that they want in a pilgrimage rather than something that seems more tourist than not. And for people to be able to have that transformation that they're looking for in their lives. So yeah, that's the whole mission of Follow My Camino.
And generally, you have different starting points, right? In different lengths of the Camino. Maybe you can kind of share a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have the short version, which is the last 100 kilometers. So you can do Sarria, you can do Vigo, and those allow you to earn the Compostela, which is the being able to get the church document that says you've actually walked enough on the Camino to get the church document. All the way up to the full entire Camino, it takes about 40 days to walk the whole thing with us because we do some stops and we do some other events along the way. We do a couple days in Lourdes before. So it's 800 kilometers, about 500 miles to do the Camino Francés, which is the entire Camino, what everyone thinks is the Camino from like watching the movie The Way. And so we've extended it a little bit to 40 days on average to allow people a little bit more rest time, a little bit more holier time to go into the cathedrals and to visit some of the towns and just kind of, you know, again, bring that Catholicity that we want to bring to the Camino and to their pilgrimage. Going from Lourdes and spending a couple days in Lourdes and then actually having a little bit more time in Santiago. A lot of people just do it in 30 days. They try to get it done in 30, 35 days, and then they don't get a lot of time to stop and they don't get a lot of time in Santiago. So we want to extend that time on those longer ones. And then we have the 2-week Camino, the 3-week Camino. You know, we've got one where we start in Fatima and we end in Santiago. That's about 15 days. So you get to do Fatima and Santiago. So it's a little bit of everything. And then there's some custom trips that we do for people as well. Because not everybody can fit in the timelines that we put on the website. And then we offer the custom trips for anyone and everyone.
And is there a set group, or how big are the groups, and how many people can join a Camino?
Yeah, no, we've had as small as 6 and as much as 30. It doesn't really matter the size. You know, it's a logistical thing that we would deal with in terms of people. But yeah, no size too small or too big. I'm happy to walk with one person if that's what they want, you know, to have that transformation in Christ that they're looking for. So yeah, we are really devoted to getting people to the Tomb of St. James and having that transformation. So yeah, there's no number that plays into mind.
And does the Camino include a director or someone that helps the group spiritually, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we're always looking for priests. Priests go free for us. So, you know, we've had some churches that are saying, hey, we want to organize a trip. So we put together a flyer. We go out and put it in the diocese newspaper and the bulletins in the churches. And if we can get a priest to go, that's great. If we can't, we still have a very Catholic experience where, you know, like I said, we'll do morning and evening prayer. We'll do the rosaries during the day and the Divine Mercy Chaplet. But having that mass along the way is always important, and is always a blessing, right, when the priest can go. But we're always trying to find a church in the evening if we don't have someone. So yeah, I would say that we don't lose the value of, you know, having the time that we need and the transformation that we need. It's just if we have a priest going with us, you know, and priests are spread thin just like everywhere else here in America, just as like in Spain. So if we can get a priest to go, that's great. But I don't think it takes away anything. You know, having the priest really just adds the value for confession and for mass. But the rest of the trip is pretty much laid out the same way.
This is awesome. I love it. As I share with you, it's a desire that's in my heart. And I think that, you know, when you spend time, you know, on a specific purpose, a direction, somewhere that you're going, there's a physical trajectory, right? That you're trying to get to somewhere, but the time in between, just to be able to pray and discern and to reflect and have some reading materials, I think it's great. And I would encourage it to anyone, you know, for everyone, because it's just often we don't really feed or disciplined enough to set some time aside to just do something. Certainly for yourself, but for the Lord as well. Spend that time for the Lord. And I see the Camino being exactly that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, no, totally, totally. And I think that, you know, when we go on the Camino, we always tell everyone to be open for that transformation, right? To be open to whatever is going to happen, whether it's experiencing something, you know, yourself, or helping someone else experience something. And then time is a matter of, you know, being able to set time aside to go on a trip like this. And that's why we offer the 2-week Camino, because a lot of people are like, I really want to do it, but I don't want to do the whole thing. And I want to try to get, you know, as much time as I can. And so that's where, you know, the 2-week, 2.5-week Camino is really good, because people can take 2 weeks off of work easily, if they're still working. And during that time, they can still have that great experience and be able to enjoy the Camino for all its glory.
That's awesome. That's awesome. How long have you been doing this, TJ?
We've been doing it for 3 years now.
Okay. And what's been the response? What are some of the testimonials that you've received?
Oh, I mean, everything from, you know, I was healing from losing my spouse to I want my family to, you know, be better in terms of going to church and just be, you know, better holy people. We've got one gentleman who's walked with us several times now. He's always walking for his grandson. His grandson was not supposed to live, and he's now doing, you know, much better. And so, and his grandson's name is James, and James has a brother named John. And it's so fitting, because that's the son of thunder, both of them. And so that's really fitting that they're brothers, right? One of the two disciples. So yeah, we get everybody. We have college students that have walked with us that are just really trying to figure out what they're going to do next. One person ended up going into seminary. One person was kind of like, do I become a sister or get married? And she is now going to get married this year. So yeah, it's an answer to all kinds of prayers. So yeah, it's great.
That's great. And you just said something that kind of triggers something in me. So I know that you started a foundation that is specifically designed to help people that are discerning vocation or even possibly in seminary. Tell us a little bit about that foundation and what the purpose of the mission is.
Yeah, so it's called CaminoPilgrimFoundation.org. And so basically that is for our brothers, sisters, and seminarians to be able to go onto the Camino. A lot of times that there's always that need to help discernment. And so on the website, we have the four pillars, prayer life, spiritual life, evangelization, and community. And so we want them to deepen their prayer life and that and makes them better priests, sisters, and brothers. We want their spiritual life to be enlightened, right? And so we want them to be able to have that transformation along the Camino. But then it also allows them to be able to practice their evangelization in their community. We were just at Seek 25. And while we were there, we were talking to a lot of vocations directors and one of them from Los Angeles. And he was like, yeah, it's a great because it allows them to take what they're learning in seminary and then to go apply that in a you know, in Spain along a route that they will probably have not walked for years and years until they've gotten to a parish and got more established as a priest. And so we're just really excited about the foundation. And that foundation is to really be able to allow people that are, you know, these brothers, sisters, and seminarians that couldn't normally afford to go on the Camino and through donations and through other financial support, you know, allow us to be able to put these guys on the Camino.
And these men that you're raising, these men and women that you're raising money for, a priest is still free, right? A priest can still go free?
Yeah, a priest goes for free. A deacon's go for free. Anyone has been ordained or has taken solemn vows. You know, it was interesting. We were talking to the Sisters of Salt and the friar, and they're really interested. And we told them that they get to go for free, both the sister and the priest. And they were like, we get to go with our novitiates. And I was like, absolutely. We just need that fundraising for the novitiates. And then they go no matter what. So it's great.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's like a perfect, like, let's say you're in seminary and there's a priest that you have a relationship with, your a friendship. And then you want to, hey, this is available for you as well. Why don't you come and you can mentor me and still, you know, I think it's a great idea. How did you think about this? How did this come up?
Yeah, so it came up with our person who had walked the Camino, and he has walked it twice. And during that time, we were talking about vocation. You know, I had a vocation history, and he has a vocation path right now. And so I was like, we really need to be able to make this happen. And it had been something that was wrestling on my heart and my mind for a long time, but I really wasn't sure, you know, how we can go about it and you know, make it really come to life, because it's so hard to get time for the priest to go, time for the sisters to go, you know, they're away from their order or whatnot, or they're apostolate, and then for these seminarians to go. So talking to a couple of vocation directors that I know and some priests that I know, there's always that one little time where they're either out of seminary or formation and they're not doing their summer assignments that they can go. And that's really kind of the sweet spot to hit them, is to say, hey, you know, this person is off during this time, and then they can go. And then I was talking to, again, the vocations director, and they said, well, we can do some cultural experiences as well. So during the actual school year, whether it's spring break or fall break or whatnot, they could take the entire seminary with them, or, you know, a portion of the guys that want to go, and be able to allow them to go through the class. So there's the time that they're off in the summer when they're not doing a summer assignment or any other apostolancy work, or during their formation, and their formations directors can go as well. So it all really, it was God's will, right? That we were able to do it, and then it makes sense, and then put everything together.
How are you marketing this? How are these seminarians and people that are in?
Yeah, so last year it was really kind of word, you know, just by word of mouth. And so anyone that we knew, that I knew from previous lives, we were able just to kind of communicate that. So we didn't really have much in terms of material to market it. So now we do. So we took some time away from everything, and we said, okay, let's really blow this out of the water. So we already had the webpage, but we redid the website. We put some postcards together. And so with Seek, that was really kind of our launch, because we're really looking at the fact that we had the brothers, the sisters, and the priests there, right? All the religious orders there at Seek, and these young adults. And so we created what we call the $20 Camino a Month Club, where if we can get people to donate $20 a month for 1 year, not forever, but just for 1 year, if we can get people all across the U.S. to donate $20 a month, we can send these brothers, sisters, and seminarians on the Camino for free. And that allowed us to be able to push that out. The next step is that we'll be hitting all of the dioceses in the U.S. and all of the bishops. I believe there's 196 diocese, so 196 bishops and vocation directors, and then all of the seminarians or seminaries and religious formation and the religious orders, there's probably in about another 100. So we're looking at mass marketing strategy. You know, we'll be giving out wristbands and pens and keychains and whatnot to really help, you know, solidify the fact that, hey, we're here to make this something for your brothers, your sisters, and your seminarians to go to help deepen their spiritual life and their discernment process.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's newly formed. So the foundation is pretty much being launched as we speak.
Yeah, just 2024. So yeah,
great.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, it was a good year to do it. I think with the year of pilgrimage this year, and then in the Holy Year, and then we have the Holy Year in Spain in 2027, where the Holy Doors of Santiago will be open. So that really allows for, you know, us to really kind of ramp up into these two big years, next 3 years rather, and really trying to be able to, you know, further the mission and the cause of helping these brothers, sisters, and seminarians deepen their lives.
That's awesome. Well, it looks, your marketing plan sounds great. You're targeting really the areas that you need to attract to this program. So really, the next thing is that we need to have people that want to partner with you and are moved to support this idea. So how do we do that? How can people get in touch with you and how do we find that out?
Yeah, I mean, they can just go to the Camino Pilgrim Foundation and send us an email. You know, we're really looking to get the Knights of Columbus involved. So chapters around the U.S. and me coming and doing talks about pilgrimage, what a pilgrimage is, the difference between a pilgrimage and a tourist attraction, and how we can really help these people. The Sarah Club as well, that helps a lot of seminarians already. And then really just word of mouth, you know, getting this into the pews of the people that are related or friends or family, or really just support seeing vocations, right? You know, when someone from a diocese like my diocese or your diocese has got 5, 15, 25 people in seminary or in religious order, it's us that make that happen for them, right? Through financial supporting. And so we're no different than some of these other initiatives. But the thing is that the money that gets donated goes to only put these people on the Camino. And so we have on the website, when you donate, we have a general fund and a diocesan fund. And if you donate to the general fund, that money gets spread out across the U.S. If you donate to a diocese, that money will be earmarked for any of those brothers, sisters, or seminarians that come from that diocese. And then that's when we reach out to the vocations director and the bishop to say, hey, there's enough money for, you know, whatever diocese you belong to be able to send these people on the Camino. And then it just becomes a logistical mapping with them to make it happen. So it's pretty straightforward in that regard, but it is you and I and everyone else in the pews and businesses that really want to see the church be built up, right? Because these are going to be our future priests, our future sisters, and our future brothers. And we need to raise them up and acknowledge the work that they do for the church. And we can do our work for financially to support them to be able to go and be transformed along the Camino.
That's awesome. I mean, the religious are our bloodline, really, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
We need priests.
I love them.
To deliver and offer the sacraments. So it's an important mission. I commend you for doing it. I think the Camino is such a beautiful way to really experience God and really build upon a relationship that you have, or maybe even start a relationship. So for our religious, we're essentially building upon that relationship and then interacting in fellowship with the people that are on the Camino as well, I think is kind of a no-brainer, kind of wins. It's a win-win situation. So I would certainly welcome and encourage our viewers and listeners to really, what is that information? You want to give it again?
Yeah, it's just the CaminoPilgrimFoundation.org. There's a donate button and they can go to the donate. It'll give them the different levels that they will get or that we have if they want to contribute more. But if they can just do a one-time donation, any support helps. And they'll get their tax letter for the, you know, the IRS nonprofit stuff. They'll get all that right away. And everything's really straight, you know, everything is really laid out on the website so that they can see what's going to be given to these men and women that are going to deepen their prayer life and their spiritual life along the Camino.
And we're going to include that on the description area so people can just click on it and be able to access it right away.
Great.
Is anything else that you want to add there or something that we might have missed to give some information about it?
Yeah. So I think on the website itself, you'll see that we have the information around the Caminos. So these brothers, sisters, and seminarians will be able to pick from the different routes. So we're not pigeonholing them into the Camino Francés. We want them to be able to experience what they want to experience. And so there's really no set route for these men and women to go on. And that really lends itself to being able to go to Fatima, being able to go to Lourdes, being able to go to Oviedo. And so we really want them to be able to pick the route they want to go on, especially when they're being mentored by the priest or the sisters that know some of these religious areas, right, or these religious sites. So we really want this to be something that when these men and women sign up and they talk to us and we talk to the vocations directors or the mother superior or whoever, it's a relationship, right? To say, hey, we want you to have the best experience and to truly be transformed. You know, one of my favorite books, and we talked about this before, is by Dietrich van Hildebrand, Transformation in Christ. We really, really want to see these men and women have that transformation so that when they go back to their seminary, they go back to their religious order, they're just even more on fire than they already were. To meet thousands of people along the Camino and to be able to practice that evangelization and see that community in practice is going to be so valuable, invaluable for them that they don't even know it, right? But it's going to be so valuable for them in their spiritual walk. So that's what we're really excited about, is helping these men and women just become better priests, nuns, and brothers. So yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's great. I welcome you folks to really engage and take a look at this foundation. If you have a heart for philanthropy and want to give back to the church, and this, what better way to do that is to support the religious in their faith walks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, thank you. I really appreciate you coming on, TJ, and sharing this important mission. And really, God bless you and your work with all that you do to bring people to Christ. Let's continue praying for one another.
Oh yeah, the same to you, my brother.
All right, peace.
Thank you, peace.
Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of A Reason for Hope podcast. If you haven't already done so, please like, share, follow, and subscribe. Until next time, peace.